Today is April 23rd, 1989. My name is Tika Ward. I am with Martha and David Call. We are at 1408 Cherokee Road, Louisville, Kentucky. Our topic is Actors Theater of Louisville. We have a grandchild in the background if you all hear noise. As we begin, tell something about your all's backgrounds.
Go ahead.
I'm a Presbyterian minister and a counselor. We came to Louisville 22 years ago from Rochester, New York, where I'd been a minister. I was born in Indianapolis and have not been back to Indianapolis since graduation from high school. What else to say?
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Worcester College in my undergraduate work in McCormick Theological Seminary in Chicago, and I've had other training and counseling in between. My business is counseling business is located in Old Louisville on 3rd Street, 3rd and St. Catherine, and was formerly the minister before I went there almost 10 years ago at Central Presbyterian Church, which is at 4th and Kentucky.
What about you, Martha?
We moved here to this house with five children in October of 67, and so now they're all gone, you know. But anyhow, we had children in first grade, third grade, sixth grade, eighth grade, and tenth grade, and we became very fascinated with Louisville because we really hadn't expected to come to live in this part of the country because we'd been in Upper New York State and felt that's where we would probably spend the ministry. We had a lot of adjustments very early, getting acquainted with schools and with the city and the church. But very soon after we arrived, we started attending Actors Theater on 7th Street in the old train station. And
that was not the first place that it was, but that was on 4th Street. But we weren't here then.
No, but we were. This was about 22 years ago. We did go that first year.
And every year since.
But then we didn't subscribe till about, I think it was 2 years after that.
Maybe two.
When we became subscribers, and we've been continuous subscribers ever since.
Martha, you do work today, don't you? Tell what you do today.
Yes, I work for Preservation Alliance. I've worked there for 10 years on Main Street, and went there as office manager, and now I'm the manager of the bookstore, and do tours and always take people into Actors Theater and talk about Actors Theater.
And prior to that, to this job at Preservation Alliance, you were very active in the church.
Right, yes. We had a luncheon series that I organized, and we had speakers from different parts of the city. It was the old Louisville Luncheon Series. And then I worked with the Inner Church Office with an educational project called Community for Educational Excellence. It was the second year of desegregation, and it was a federally funded project, and I worked with them for about 3 years. And before then, I worked at the Baptist Seminary they have a publication called the Review and Expositor, and I was the coordinating secretary of that.
I didn't realize you all had gone to the plays at the old railroad station.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that?
It was cold.
that's the first thing
cold
I remember.
And drafty.
We used to go to dinner at the restaurant across the street.
Normandy.
And then go over there. But I remember some February and March and January plays that just seemed very drafty and cool.
Do you remember the play selection at all? Do any plays stand out in your mind?
Well, I think that early one, Samuel Beckett, weren't there some of those?
I can't remember.
We have a list here. I just remembered if any, I wondered if any stood out in your mind.
Rhinoceros, I remember that, and Uncle Vanya, and the imaginary invalid, and now what was the year
so
they moved over?
So you were there the last season of probably of Richard Bloch's tenure.
Well, he was here. I think we saw Endgame too the year before, and Miss Alliance. I'm sure we did, and probably The Hostage.
And then in the summer of 1969. John Jory was named producing director, and they were still in the railroad station. Do you remember any of those?
Right. See How They Run, remember that one, David? And Under the Milkwood Tree and The Killing of Sister George, I remember that, and Cat on a Hat, Tin Roof.
What made you all become subscribers? You said those first two seasons.
We've had an interest in the arts and drama for a long time, because when we lived in New York, we would go up to New York City each year, sometimes twice a year, and see plays, musicals, mostly plays. And then we had a community theater there that we subscribed to and attended.
It was not very successful.
It was not
successful
to the extent that Actors has been. Although when we first went to the railroad station, my memory was that Actors was it was always good, but it was a little more like a community theater then, you know, kind of
small,
semi-professional, and while, it, you know, I don't recall any bad performances, that was, they were sometimes questions of things, and the sets were nothing then like they are now. It was more improvisational, I think, maybe.
Well, we used to go to plays in Chicago when we were
in graduate school. We'd go to Chicago to plays in the symphony.
And then so. My parents, we would go to Cleveland when I was very young and go to plays. And in fact, I remember on my 16th birthday that we went to see Philadelphia Story, Katharine Hepburn and Joseph Cotten. And then one of the really outstanding plays we saw in Chicago was Death of a Salesman, the early
original
production.
Cast. We've seen several plays in the early years, the original cast.
Oh, and one of the plays we saw in New York was J.B., and loved that, you know.
How did you feel? Did you all consciously or unconsciously compare the early Actors Theater with the plays you'd seen in the past, either as graduate students?
Not really.
No.
No, we just accepted it for what it was. And I think we realized fairly early that it was a serious endeavor, that we enjoyed it. We've enjoyed it ever since. You know, you always hear people saying, well, this wasn't a very good season, or I didn't have anything that we liked, you know. And we always remark, well, we like almost everything, and I don't remember seeing real bad play. I've seen some that, you know, I could forget, but I mean, they weren't ever badly done, I don't think.
We always learn something from it.
Did you all go to any of the coffees or anything that Jory had? Do you remember any of that?
We've stayed for some of the discussion.
We had, yes, early.
And then?
Well, since, too.
But not. And then we've gone to some of the ones in the fall, the, what do you call that?
You mean the post-show discussions? Or the...
No, but the,
when
in
they
the fall.
The Pirandello and...
Oh, the classics and contests.
Yeah.
A lawnmower.
What I was wondering was if the reason you ended up subscribing was maybe because Jory made such a push to reach subscribers.
No, we had already decided.
We had just subscribed.
See, the early
too.
Years, some people in the church would give us tickets and invite us to go with them. And so we got started, you know.
But we
knew we were going to subscribe.
Did you all ever take your children to see a Christmas Carol? Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Did the kids like it?
We, in fact, in one year, the church.
We got blocks.
Got a block of seats
from the church.
Church.
We did that several times. I promoted that.
And, you know, people enjoyed that a lot.
Did you all ever go to the Lunchtime Theater or the Monday Night Adventure Theater series?
I did go to the Lunchtime Theater.
Paper bag?
Downstairs.
You did once, twice, but I never was able to do that. We've gone upstairs, too, a couple of times. And,
mm-hmm. But not as often.
But not as...
So you all subscribe to the Pamela Brown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you go to the Victor Jory.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved, it was in 72, I think,
mm-hmm.
that they moved to the Main Street location.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's from that point on, I think that, I remember the plays more. And become more so, I think,
as
years go by.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you all, do you think that Louisville is rich in cultural activities?
Oh, definitely. I think in the last, 5, 6, 7 years,
ten years,
it's just grown and grown in its depths and really fine programs that I think we're very fortunate for to have so many good things. I remember when the ballet was, when we went to the ballet 1 year.
We went to the ballet
in the Memorial Theater.
Didn't have subscribers.
Memorial Auditorium.
Yeah.
But then when Baryshnikov came, it seems that everything
took
off.
Baryshnikov was the turning point of the Louisville Ballet, and it seems to me in popularity. It was after that that people became more interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you all go to the ballet or the opera or the orchestra or the Speed
Very
Museum?
Very seldom go to the opera.
She has
gone some.
When we first came, we had a lady in the church who always had 2 tickets. And I think for 3 or 4 years, I went to the opera with her.
Grandma.
During the week. And
so
I did see it quite often.
Can you go see it?
But the ballet, we had season tickets, and then we now go to the noontime series on Friday noons. We go to 4, but we don't have very many evenings. So, and now we're full subscribers to the symphony, the masterworks.
Well, for several years we have.
Mm-hmm. When you all go to the theater, what do you anticipate? What do you hope for? What kind of play do you enjoy or not enjoy?
Well, we like, at least I like everything. But the classics, I think, I particularly like. But, you just get yourself in a different mood for the French bedroom comedies. That's one mood. And mystery stories. We like mystery stories. I like mystery stories. Well, I said that we like different things in mysteries. One, I like the classical things like Shakespeare and other Chekhov and other classicals. I'm less interested in musicals, but we usually attend them. And I think we like modern things, new things. We've gone to the new play series. We haven't seen all of them, but usually at least 2 of the 7, sometimes more. This year we had difficulty getting the tickets at the last minute for those. We would have gone to more, wouldn't we, this year. You see one in your series and then, see extra ones. We saw one extra this year. And I said I didn't. I'm not as fond of musicals as I am of drama. But,
What kind of plays do you love, Martha?
Well, I really don't stop and say, is this going to be entertaining or what? I'm just always interested in seeing what they do. And I've been taking a course this semester in reading plays and. Really has made me appreciate it so much more as I look back, and some of the plays we have seen, we've been reading. And so I'd just like to see what's been chosen and how it's done and what the story
is. We never leave. The old thing in intermission, you see people leaving and
they don't like it.
The empty seats afterwards. But we always stay through. And, I don't think we've even been tempted. Maybe
one time we did.
One time.
That was the.
Which one was that?
It was the Nazi.
No,
remember?
Was it the Nazi?
You mean recently?
Very no, it was a very long time ago, and I don't even remember what the name of it was. But it was. We just said, really, we don't care about this. But that is the only time in 22 years that we left at intermission.
When you all subscribe, do you like to get the same location every season?
Yes. 1 year, for whatever reason, several years back, what, 3 years back, we got a seat we didn't like, and I didn't like it at all. And we went, but then we requested to get our preferred seat. I like to sit on the aisle with long legs, and I was by a post that made me feel claustrophobic.
Well, we have very good seats now.
But we've essentially had good seats.
Where do you all sit?
Well, it's in the...
What's near the front?
Right about the
downstairs,
middle. And right on the aisle.
On the aisle.
And it's good.
Did you call up and say, we're subscribers, we don't like where you put us?
Well, they tried very much to help.
Yeah, I don't know what happened that 1 year. Maybe we sent our thing in late, or...
We might have. Uh-huh.
Yeah, could have happened.
But they were on the aisle, but it was right next to the post. No problem.
Since you tend to go the same time, sit in the same place, do you notice familiar people? People you're used to seeing?
Sometimes. Well, we did. We've just recently made another change, and that is, we used to go on Friday nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that fit our schedule then. And then we've gone to Saturday matinees. And
quite
that seems to meet our needs now, because we're freer.
We like that a lot.
We like that. Now, we don't see as many people. We used to see a lot of people we knew. Now we see more people Martha knows, because I'm not as out in the community as I used to be. But on Saturday, we don't see as many there.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't.
I was just wondering if you tend to see the same subscribers and then can tell if these people react in expected ways.
I haven't really been aware of that.
Well, when we went on Friday and we knew people from season to season, and then we would hear their comments. But most of the people that we knew felt, I guess you say, similarly as we did. They, you know, they liked the place, they stuck through, and, you know, we didn't hear from them what Martha and I have occasionally had. You know, you run into somebody and say, well, we just didn't describe this year, because last year they didn't have one single play that we liked, and so we're just not going now. But most of the people we know are not in that category.
Mm-hmm. Working at the bookstore on Main Street, sometimes people from Actors Theater come down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you said that you do tours there.
Mm-hmm.
When you do your walking tours,
right,
with Preservation Alliance.
Even the school children, I take them in the lobby and point out, of course, the building is so beautiful by itself. It's, you know, one of the finest examples of Greek Revival architecture, and it's one of the oldest buildings on Main Street. And it is a national landmark. And so this is one reason I make a point of pointing it out and taking people in there, and especially school students. I did tours. We had tours with about 700 to 800 school students last spring. And each one, we tiptoe into the lobby, and really we point out the details there and where the theater is and where the box office is. And
kinds of details?
Well, you know, the dental work around the top and the columns, and the fact that the box office is the old vault, and that this was a bank, and how important it is that the old buildings can continue to serve in new ways, which of course is what the Preservation Alliance, our goal is to preserve the old buildings. And there's what they call adaptive reuse, or new uses for old places. And of course, Actors Theater is one of the finest examples in the country.
Now, I do know that I've been down in the bookstore a couple of times this year and seen people who've come there.
Uh-huh.
So do you believe that Actors Theater serves a purpose in the community as a result of, like, people coming here, seeing Louisville?
Well, I try to, you know, help these people who are very busy, probably rehearsing, but help them enjoy Louisville, too, you know. And then actors often calls me and comes down and gets my walking tour maps, which are a good help. But then I also have brochures that that they can use, and many people take advantage of that. But they're happy to talk about Louisville and about what they're doing. And I, well, last week I had this young man who's from Toronto, but originally from England, and he had a friend from England, and he's in the Tempest coming up. And then, of course, we met a number of people from the Play Festival.
Didn't you take some young people on a tour, and you said, let's go in here and maybe we'll see William Buckley?
And we did.
Tell about that.
Well, these were college students, and so we, of course, we knew that William Buckley was in town rehearsing for Stained Glass. And so just before we got to the theater, I said, well, let's go in and see, maybe we'll see William Buckley. We walk in and he was right there.
What was he doing? What did he have on?
He was talking on the telephone and had white slacks and a sweater, I think, on, but he looked very nice.
Did he smile at you all?
I think he sort of looked our direction once, but not much.
Which place did you all see in the Humana Festival this time?
Okay, we saw God's Country and Stained Glass.
What'd you think of them?
God's Country.
Well, I think God's Country was mostly intellectual.
But also it was like a harangue.
It's an important issue, I think. But it was almost like it was a polemic, you know, it was a presenting argument. We weren't, I mean, I think ideologically we probably agreed with that. We weren't put off by the reason.
I just felt that it could have been handled a little bit less forcefully. I mean, it all seemed to be in the same tone, just hitting you over the head. It was, you know, set was interesting.
But it's kind of like an issue, unless you are of a particular political or emotional persuasion, that you would agree with the thesis of it, that these fanatics are out of control, you know. And, you know, then you get that argument, and finally you say, I give up, you know, I surrender, I agree with that. Buckley's play, of course, the set, again, was extremely beautiful and good, effective. I think his play probably, and I'm not an expert about this, probably needs some revisions and rework. But essentially it was a good play, and I think it ended good. We thought, you say of a lot of plays that they kind of start slow, and at the intermission, remember we said, is this effort going to get going here? I think that was the impression I had. The first act was awfully slow, and then
well,
the second act.
Well, yeah, but the second act had a lot of suspense, and I felt that it moved along very well. It was interesting. We had a young couple sitting next to us from South Carolina, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They were just new.
They just
had
come to town,
and they were really quizzing us, asking us why we were so. David, he says, seemed to be so enthralled or really listening so carefully to the play, you know. And they were asking us about it and about the plays, and we were giving them a lot of positive feedback. But they were very new to Louisville, and it was on Easter Sunday. And I think they really didn't know quite what to make of that play, especially the first act. But
I know one day, Martha, you and I were talking about this article by Bill Mutz concerning the evolution of what's happened with the Festival of New American Plays, that it's gone from new plays now to commissioning known people, and that the opening two paragraphs about all the people who were bussed in to see the Buckley.
We discussed, Martha and I discussed that article, but do you have an opinion about that? Well, the issue is if you bring in names, that changes the dynamics of the unknown new authors. I guess Mutz cited the fact that they brought in 50 people on the bus and they marched off from New York City, and they were, it was just a different, a little bit different than what the normal new play with normal new authors are.
Well, I think it's sort of exciting to have these named people. We made an effort to see Jimmy Breslin's play last year and liked it.
Yeah, I don't have any negative feeling about it. I know he developed a thesis that's changing the concept. I don't think we have a negative feeling about known people.
But, you know, if the the play festival can bring out new plays as it has in the past, even though other people are trying this, I think that's, I think our concern, isn't it, that continue to bring forth new plays and new play writers, give them an opportunity.
My own feeling is that when you have a new play festival, you're going to have some that come off and some that don't come off. And, you know, to expect every play to be brilliant or wonderful, I mean, Marshall Norman's success probably is the exception. I think some of these plays will not go to Broadway. They will not be classic plays, but it's like music the same way. We have, you know, our orchestra here is known for new American music, and some of it I don't scintillate with, but out of that comes some possibly good new music. So I think the same has to be said for the drama and for the theater.
But evidently it's more popular because, as David says, we had a hard time getting extra tickets to the different plays.
Well, overall, you mean,
really
overall it's more popular because a couple of years back, we kind of casually said, oh, well, maybe we'll go to this play, and we'd call up and get tickets this year. We're need tickets. And so that seems to indicate, and the fact that we got tickets this year in large part was because they scheduled more performances later.
Well, Easter Sunday was not very crowded, and then that last one was an extra one.
Yeah, there were hardly
full
theater, which is unusual. We remarked about that. They put on this extra performance, and there was only about half a theater, and almost every time we go, every seat is taken, you know, with the people standing in the back coming down.
You did see Jimmy Breslin's The Queen of the Leaky River
Circuit.
You liked it?
I really did. I felt that he had addressed some problems that needed to be addressed.
Have you all been to see Steel Magnolias yet?
No,
yet.
That's our next play
Saturday
on the schedule, and that's a week from now. We go to that.
Do you have any resident company members who stand out in your mind? Say Victor Jory, Susan Kingsley, or Ray Fry, or Dale O'Brien, or Ken Jenkins?
We remember all those people. Dale O'Brien.
Who's Michael Gross?
Michael Gross
was. We saw so many of his. You know, frankly, everyone he was in. And, of course, Ray Fry and
well, Dale and Ray, Dale. And a couple of the people have been there throughout.
I think Ray's the last one that he was in. He was so good.
Who
was
the
so
man
good.
That did Fly Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Was that Ken Jenkins?
I think we followed him and liked him a lot, and he's gone on to other places. And
did you all see Getting Out?
I was so impressed with that. Here was the first play and all the levels of involvement, and I just couldn't believe that was a first play for anyone. It was just so well developed, I think.
Did you all see The Gin Game?
I'm sure we did, but I can't remember.
How about Crimes of the Heart? Remember that one? Do you remember seeing Extremities?
It didn't strike me.
Can you tell me what's it about?
That's the one that's been made into a movie by Farrah Fawcett. And I just wondered if you all remembered seeing that one. What about, what else can I ask you all about this? Do you have, in terms of what I've asked you, you've mentioned the sets, you've mentioned the costumes,
or didn't mention the costumes, but I would
mention.
How
about the costumes?
Well, I think the costumes and the sets are always high level. And
well, I always think that the people are cast so well in their part. I mean, they seem to fit. I just enjoy going, and each time you have a new experience and are introduced to something new and or an old one that you've seen before. It's just a very fine experience.
We most often read the reviews and we'll tell the actors and symphony and then compare our feelings and experiences with the review. By and large, the reviews, are okay. Every once in a while, I feel the reviews get off a little, but sometimes they're right. And, you know, it's, and I think they, of course, with the Humana Festival, they got so many plays, they got a lot of people writing reviews, not the regulars, but some of the regular reviewers. I think they're mostly on. And it's, of course, there's a whole argument about critics and. As long as it sounds like they were there, and we can go along with it. But, you know, mostly they're on, don't you think?
Well, but it never turns us off. If
we don't. Oh, no, we go anyway. I mean, it's not that we read the reviews, and if it's bad, which they aren't very bad anyway, that we don't go. The only time we haven't gone is at some. Well, I guess in 22 years we've forgotten once or twice, but it's that we just couldn't go, but that's been very infrequent.
We were talking about the sets and the costumes.
Well, they're a high level, and they have consistently been. I raised the question, in kind of my own personal, non-professional way, as if the sets ever overshadow the drama. I really haven't observed that, or whether the sets pull the drama to them and at that level. That's kind of a philosophical observation, but I think the sets and the costumes, and Martha mentioned the appropriate casting, which I think is always seems good, and the sets sometimes are so powerful, there's no question about it. In that case, maybe sometimes the sets pull through a marginal play and give it a power that that it needs. But from the drama point of view, that, I mean, it's a whole, isn't it? I mean, the sets, the costumes, the actors, and this, and then you get a sum total of all of them at the end, and you say that was an effective play. It touched me emotionally, intellectually, and then I don't think you say, well, there was something wrong with the sets. They were too good, or they were not good enough, or they weren't appropriate. Now, from my point of view, and I think Martha and I have discussed that, is sometimes the sets surprise me. You know, I wouldn't have thought of doing that way, but then I'm not into this. I'm not artistic, nor am I into the theater in the technical sense. But that's the pleasant surprise. And you go in there and this set, and then you see the play, and
it all works together. It just to make a very fine evening, I think.
You had said something about Victor Jory in terms of the sets.
I said something about Victor Jory. Oh, I said in view of all of that he had such presence and power, and no set intimidated him. I mean, which I say is the case with many of the actors. I don't think they get lost in the set, or they're an appendage to it, or anything of that sort. But.
And you all are members of Angels?
Well, we
explain
are angels.
Explain what that is. Explain what that is.
Well, we contribute each year so that, do our bit in trying to
We're not help. Level of some givers.
But yeah, but we feel it's important to invest, and because it's an important thing to Louisville, I think.
As a member of an angel, what do you get something in return for that? What is being an angel? You donate outside of your subscription.
Right, and I guess we do get a free poster at the Humana Play Festival, and then there are some wine and cheese things, but we've never been able to go, I don't think.
Now, is the free poster the cover of the program?
Right, right. And this year we didn't care for it that much, so we didn't pick it up.
You sell some of those.
Right. I do, and I've sold the one from 87, the mime who on the subway, which speaks to people who, especially New Yorkers, or professional actors, people interested in theater, they like it so much. So I'm still selling that one poster.
And did you tell me you all did go to the 25th celebration?
Yes, we did. We enjoyed it a great deal. And it sort of, gave us the, we remembered a lot of the things through the years and appreciated hearing many of the things.
Did you all think it was entertaining? Did you think it was good?
Oh, it was fun.
Did you think it was things that they did or did not cover or covered too much?
Oh, I think they covered it pretty well. I don't think we realized the financial problems that were there. How severe they were, but we're glad that they were surmounted because we're still going.
In addition to attending Actors Theater, do you go to any of the other theaters here in Louisville?
David is known, one of the people that's involved in the Bunbury Theater, so we have gone to a number of those productions for the last several years, haven't we?
Who's that?
Well, she was one of the directors, and is an actress, Karen Browning.
And so we went to a number of those down at the London House. Then we see things in the paper and really want to go, and we did. We went to see the Whitehall, the Marcellus play from the one-man play. Then we saw another play, another one in the paper, and we probably would go to those.
We saw Cats.
Yes. Well, that's the Broadway series. We went to that. And
which belays my saying I don't like musicals.
But it was fun, and we've been to some other things at the Broadway series, too. But if we're able to go and we're interested, we do try to go to other theater groups.
Do you think having these other theaters here has had to change the kinds of play selection John Jory chooses? Have you seen a change in the last few years?
Well, there have been some changes. I really haven't analyzed or
I
suspect that that's a factor.
But I also say that there's a continuing attempt to build theater audiences and to help people grow and become subscribers, I think. So you have these very appealing plays, like the one with the big plant that kept growing
or
and growing.
Little Shop of Horrors?
Little Shop of Horrors, which people just loved, And then they loved Quilters, and they loved, I think Steel Magnolias seems to be going to be very popular.
I suspect that that's a reality that the orchestra and the ballet and the actors and others have to, if you can't sell tickets on a broader scale, I guess we go to whatever they present, and I don't think that's necessarily not being discriminating, but there are some things that people just rave about, and we say, well, it was fine. But, that seemed to be the things that a lot of people like, whereas we like a lot of other things, so that's just the difference. I think that we noticed the same thing at the symphony, at the intermission. I listen to what people are saying, and they'll say, oh, this was awful, and so on. Well, I think some people just don't have broad interests and maybe a broad experience, and those like the administration of actors that have to decide how to please a lot of people, the old axiom, you can't please everybody, but they have to really in a sense, I guess, try to please a large spectrum of people, just as the orchestra does and the ballet does. And I guess the bottom line is, if you know, you don't fill your seats. Now, I guess that can go too far and be a prostitution, but I mean, it is in some ways, I mean, not in some ways, it is a commercial enterprise, right? I mean, if you don't sell tickets, you don't stay in business. So, but I think there's enough evidence both in all of our arts, the major arts groups, that they don't do this just to sell tickets. I think they do other things, so that, I mean, if you look at the orchestra, I just saw this thing on the orchestra on Channel 32 on Friday night, and Smith, the conductor, was being interviewed, and they were reviewing a lot of things they've been doing and are doing, and they're doing lots and lots of things, just as actors does. They tour the schools, they tour the state, they, you know, they have things upstairs, they have different things, and try to meet the needs of children, which I think is tremendously important, because if you get children interested in some of these things and educate them, then they're going to be the subscribers of tomorrow. So,
are you all looking forward to going to the Tempest?
Yes, definitely, yeah, because that's the primary kind of thing that we like, and yes, we are definitely.
Is there anything you all would like to add?
No, I think we've said pretty much everything, but we still enjoy it very much.
I want to thank you all for your time.